And it came to pass, 4,112 years ago, the great deluge flooded the earth. The only human survivors, the righteous Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their family stepped out of the ancient submarine onto dry land once again. Noah, the man of the earth, debased himself and planted a vineyard. He drank it of wine and became drunk, and he uncovered himself within his tent. Ham saw his father's nakedness and told his two brothers. Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it upon their shoulders, and they walked backwards and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were turned away, and they saw not their father's nakedness. All three sons were worthy of being saved from the flood. God gave blessings of fruitfulness to all of them, but Noah gave special blessings to each son. Now Shem and Japheth both performed the same act, but with very different motives. The blessing of Japheth is fundamental in understanding our mission statement, the mission statement of Shem's disciples. Noah says, "May God extend Japheth, but he will dwell in the tents of Shem." Japheth was given the gift of sensitivity, art, and music. Shem was blessed with holiness and the divine presence and knowledge of God. Japheth covered his father because of what the environment would think of him, while Shem covered him because it was the right thing to do, plain and simple. When Noah realized these two motives, he blessed his children. "May God extend Japheth" meant that his descendants would be blessed with connecting to the divine through art, culture, philosophy. But the second half of the blessing demands that this artistic expression be channeled towards righteousness, to deeds and acts of kindness and benevolence on this earth, to practical action. It is only when self-expression is subjugated to God's divine purpose for man to serve him joyfully does Noah's blessing come true. It is only then that music will heal and benefit mankind, when the ethereal is married to the practical. May God give us all the strength to inspire practical action of benevolence through our music. May music never be used for destructive purposes for both the artist and the listener. May the audience inspire and demand that the artists live a life of integrity and stick to their core values. May no music lover and fan put their trust in false deities and worship idols, for they cannot see with their eyes nor hear with their ears. May we all soon be reaping a new melody. May we all follow the Almighty Conductor into the land of fruitfulness and blessing, and sing a song, a new song, that has never been sung before, but a song we knew all along. May all people with talent dwell in the tents of Shem. Blessings.